This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Friday edition of the program live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And, of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, we give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we salute you, especially the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our FedEx and UPS drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys. You know who you are, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And let's not leave out, of course, the Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget the website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The toll free number to call in is 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine, especially as we talk with our first guest of the morning. That would be Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Kyle. How are you? Good to talk to you this morning.
Good to talk to you, too, sir. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
Absolutely. Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. Absolutely. And, of course, as the captain loves to emphasize each and every morning here on the program, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it's a real treat to talk with you this morning, Frank, and I know that there's so much news going on out there, but I wanted to get your take first and foremost on what happened in that hearing on the weaponization of the federal government and what some of these FBI whistleblowers were talking about. What did you think about that?
Well, it's damning testimony, and it's serious testimony that everybody should be taking seriously. But we get into the two-tiered system and the preferred system that we have here in the United States today, and I don't think you're going to see anything but stonewalling going into 2024. I do not see Merrick Garland doing anything with this, especially appointing a special counsel. So we're going to hear a lot of things coming out via whistleblowers and people who are picking up on the facts and digging into the facts of the paperwork, finding more nefarious things that are happening, both in the FBI and the DOJ, and I'd say that it would extend to the State Department and probably the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
And that's unfortunate, yeah.
Oh, unfortunate is the optimal word. We're not being served as a people. we don't have government that's accountable. I mean, the swamp is unbridled now. And we don't see a lot of people, especially in the Senate, on the right side of the aisle, making the noise they should be making. You know, you have Mitch McConnell saying that it's unfortunate and we'll have to look into this, but that's the status quo. And the status quo has delivered us to this point. So, you know, it's outrageous what's coming out on every subject matter. But I don't think we're going to see anything, and that's why elections matter.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly right. And, you know, what's also very chilling is when you have these FBI whistleblowers saying things like, I sent in information about January 6th, for example, but then I was accused of spreading conspiratorial theories and things like that. So now information, if it doesn't comport with what the establishment likes or wants it to be or wants to keep from other people, that suddenly now you're a conspiratorialist, even though you're an FBI agent. I mean, this is really rich, isn't it?
Well, we saw this. I wrote about this along with a few people back in the mid-2000s when Hillary Clinton was running for Senate. And we pointed out that you have a lot of mid-level to upper-level appointees that the Clintons were just throwing into the DOJ. And they were blocking investigations that the Clintons didn't like. And it wasn't that they were finding technical ways to stop the investigations. They just weren't doing anything. They would slow walk everything. They just wouldn't pick up and do anything on a few things. And it allowed her to run the biggest campaign finance scandal and not be called on the carpet about it. But when you see a lot of the names that were associated with this, you saw a lot of them pop up in the Durham report. So right. this is a three decade thing that was put into place all the way back in the beginning of the Clinton administration that had to do with making the DOJ politicized and doing the bidding of the swamp. So
the swamp, yes.
And that benefits both sides of the aisle when it comes to that apparatus.
Yep, so, well, I think you're right.
Not good at all.
Not good at all. And, well, here comes some music, and we're going to go to the break here real quick, but we're going to be right back with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. And, yes, they are playing the long game, just as he's telling us here. We're right back with more with Frank right after this. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get your motor running, folks. We are back on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. And in just a few moments, we're going to go back to our guest, Frank Salvato from PlayGroundUSA.com. I have a couple of questions for him. And I want to tell you, though, that this portion of the program is being brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive. That would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss Acura, of course, and Moss Nissan are side-by-side there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. They've got the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, Florida. That's on State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship location, of course, located 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, MossNissan.com. Check them out, MossNissan.com. All right, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Frank, I wanted to ask you about what is really going on here, because I saw earlier NBC News – I asked the captain about this earlier, too. He had a great response. But NBC News is saying Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going to officially announce his presidential campaign next week. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I've seen the reports about that coming out of several news sources, but I think they need him to run.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's getting into this election cycle, they want to have a blood fight between Donald Trump and him so they can start talking about Donald Trump again. This is less about getting Ron DeSantis in the race and more about being able to say the word Trump again for them. It was their bread and butter, you know, for going good all the way through the last election cycle, even the 2022 election cycle in which the guy wasn't running. It was Trump on every channel. So they know that for their audiences, that sells papers. You know, that puts eyes on ads. So he's cash cow for them. So they want him to run. They're going to be they've been floating this for, what, 3 months now?
Oh, sure.
He's going to announce any day. And now it's for sure in 2 weeks. Well, in 2 weeks, we're starting to get out of May and into the dog days of summer as far as news is concerned.
Right.
So, you know, why not ramp up the Trump talk a little bit here, and we can start getting back to what the old standard is, and we don't have to worry if one of our reporters goes off the rails and actually reports actual news.
Well, speaking of reporters, and especially because I would think that places like CNN, obviously, they want to get their ratings up, and I think you've got a great point. That trying to get DeSantis in or causing that just allows them to try to get ratings by talking about Trump, which they've been missing so much, obviously. Well, CNN, by the way, is evidently putting Caitlin Collins into the 9 p.m. slot. Used to be Chris Cuomo in that slot, by the way. And she's the very same person who was running the town hall with Trump, and he ran pretty roughshod over her, and now they're putting her at 9 p.m. It's hard to believe.
Well, you know, they can now say that they're not biased because they're putting somebody in who gave Trump a win. You know, so yeah, we're fair and balanced. They're going to co-opt that. Watch that phrase get co-opted by CNN from Fox, because Fox is just circling the drain right now. They don't know what to do. Interesting with the CNN and the Trump thing that we were talking about is there is news in a presidential election. But they just won't cover. So I don't think there's a lot of ingenuousness when it comes to reinventing CNN. You haven't heard anything about Kennedy. And
no,
Kennedy
hardly
is an
anything.
Actual, yeah, and he's an actual threat to Joe Biden, because people in the middle are listening to him. His policies, what he wants to run for him on a platform, is something that would even sound attractive to somebody on the center right. And now that he's announced Dennis Kucinich as his campaign manager, it's throwing in a lot of things into a political mix that haven't happened for a very long time. So where is the left talking about the challenge that's going to come to a sitting president from someone within his own party who's got weight behind him?
Yes, very much right? So. Well, it does remind me.
That's why. Go ahead. That's why the whole DeSantis Trump thing and everybody salivating and waiting and watching the seconds tick off the clock, it rings disingenuous when they won't even cover who's a potent challenger to a sitting president.
Right. No, I think you're absolutely right about that, because it does remind me back in 1980, Jimmy Carter got a challenge from another Kennedy at that time, right? Teddy Kennedy. And it did demonstrate that Carter was weak or getting weaker because of the economy, all these things. They didn't have any kind of party unity, and that helped. That was part of what I think helped to get Reagan elected. Of course, Reagan was running on, hey, look around you. We can make this better. And the rest is history, of course. But here's Biden, and I'm so glad you mentioned he's got a significant challenge here overall because of the message. And I don't think the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, can control the message as easily because here comes RFK talking to people about stuff that's important to them.
Oh, yeah. And think about the damage. His team has been on damage control since before day one.
Right.
You know, every time the guy opens his mouth, they have to walk it back or they have to spin it in a certain direction because he's just not making sense. Now, that's all because of his cognitive decline, which is stunning. I mean, it's if Feinstein wouldn't have come back on the stage, we'd still be talking about this guy's cognitive decline and how it's tantamount to elder abuse. Now, since Feinstein's back, I mean, this is ridiculous. Anybody with any kind of a medical background, no matter how elementary, understands that this woman had a massive stroke and that she should not be on the floor of the Senate. She should be convalescing at home. What a shame to end it. And I'm not a Democrat, but I do recognize that she's had a very important career out of California.
Oh, certainly.
Bay Area, San Francisco, all the way through to the U.S. Senate. For her to end her tenure like this is pretty humiliating. And if anybody cared for her, they'd be saying she has to leave. She has to step down.
Yeah. Well, I think that, of course, once she would do that, then probably here comes Adam Schiff walking into the Senate, I think. Yeah.
If Adam Schiff was going to be walking into the Senate after a special election in California, then we should all start chipping away at the borders of that state, trying to push it out to sea. Because that guy hasn't said he hasn't uttered the truth in years.
No, and in fact,
for them to just allow the status quo to maintain when it comes to, especially when people are screaming that they have no faith in the government anymore, and for them to say, okay, well, we're just going to keep ignoring that. We're going to put the biggest liar in Washington into a position of greater authority. My Lord.
Yeah. Well, Adam Schiff may travel to Washington at some point, but you know who's also doing some traveling? That's migrants out of Texas, courtesy of Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and he sent his first busload over to Colorado. I wonder how that all went down.
No, I'm sure the glitterati up in Telluride and a couple of the other ski resorts are going to react the same way the people did in Martha's Vineyard. They're going to put on the mask of we welcome you, and then it's going to be we have to make accommodations for you someplace else.
Not in my backyard.
Not in my backyard, because the idea, and this is happening in all the major cities. You saw New York and Chicago and L.A. with their decades-long mantra of we're a sanctuary city. We welcome our immigrants. We want to make sure that we're a melting pot, blah, 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 blah. When the rubber hits the road, you had Lori Lightfoot in Chicago say, we got to bus you out to color counties. We can't have you here. We've got the mayor of New York sending people up, trying to send people upstate New York out of New York City, only to have the state Supreme Court say, no, you can't do that. So, I mean, the mask of benevolence has fallen away from all of the blue cities when it comes to immigrants. They're not in it to actually help people. They're in it for the votes. And if you can't see that, you need glasses.
Well, absolutely. Well, and of course, yeah, it's all about, look, you know, we're so welcoming and so forth, but down on the border, certainly in Texas and other border states, if you say one thing like, well, wait a minute, maybe all these people shouldn't come across the border like this, then you're a racist. But if you're a liberal and you try to bus people out to somewhere else, well, then you're doing them a favor? I don't know. I mean, it's all weird.
Well, this is the dual Janus face of the mainstream media. They perpetuate this idea that it's okay to say one thing and do exactly the other if you have the right consonant behind your name. You know, there's nothing benevolent about goading people to come over a border to exist in camps or be bussed into cities that have crime rates that are beyond the moon.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. Well, we're getting ready to come up here on the break, Frank, so I want to make sure everybody's got your websites, undergroundusa.com, correct?
You got it.
Absolutely. Well, Frank, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. Hope we can talk again real soon, and you have yourself a great morning, sir.
Stay low, my friend.
Thank you. Take care, Frank. Frank Silvato, everybody, undergroundusa.com. I'm back right after this. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A congressman from South Florida is touting a new immigration bill passed by the House. Republican Mario Diaz-Balart's Secure the Border Act would make changes to the asylum process, end what's known as catch and release, and restart construction of the border wall.
The other thing is that it goes after the cartels.
It also protects the children that are being exploited and trafficked.
The White House says it would make things worse, and President Biden's threatening to veto the measure. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will launch his bid for the White House next week. That's according to multiple reports, which cite sources familiar with the decision. A 2024 run by the Republican has long been expected, speculated with him running second to former President Trump in polls for the GOP nomination. DeSantis filing formal paperwork with the Federal Election Commission is expected to coincide with a two-day meeting with donors in Miami next week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Uptown Girls, sounding great. Billy Joel, of course, goes back in there into, I think, the mid-1980s, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, Billy Joel, what can you say about Billy Joel? I mean, everything he did turned to gold, it seems like. All right, we are back, folks. Kyle Warren with you, and I'm in for Captain Matt Bruce here as we go through the 5 o'clock hour here this morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And don't forget, you can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the website. Find out more about the program, the captain, all the great guests that we have, and much, much more right there. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, we want to tell you real quick about the good people over at the National Aviation Academy. That's in Clearwater, Florida, and also in Concord, Massachusetts. Visit naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Again, the National Aviation Academy, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Be the force, be the fix. Become the future of aviation maintenance at NAA. Again, their website, naa.edu. Well, that was a great conversation we had with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. And, yes, as a matter of fact, we understand now the very same CNN reporter, Caitlin Collins, is now going to be put into the 9 p.m. position there at CNN. Chris Cuomo used to have that time slot. And so it will be pretty interesting. You know, CNN has at least tried to say that they're trying to go, more news and up the middle news. But, I guess time will tell. They're trying to rebuild. I remember when CNN was with headline news and all that back in the day, that was really something. It was innovative. It was new, and it really redefined how people consumed the news back there with cable news. That's why it was Cable News Network. And yes, thank you very much, Joe. I see he found about Uptown Girl. 1983 was Uptown Girl. Okay, well, yeah, that seems right. They're off of an Innocent Man album, if I recall correctly. So thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. All right, let's see here, folks. As we're coming through this segment, coming up in the next segment, I want you to be sure to stay tuned because we've got Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone coming on the program there. He always has something very, very interesting to talk about, especially from the sports world. And I've got another question for him. It looks like our Angels won. This is what I understand. So we're going to see what his opinion is and where maybe they're headed, because as many of you know, I'm here in Southern California, and I get a chance every once in a while to go out and see our Angels play. So definitely want to ask him about that. All right. So once again, we have a lot going on. There's no doubt about that. We've got this is from the New York Post. Sullivan County officials blast New York City for busing migrants to local motel with checkered past. Dateline Liberty, upstate Sullivan County blasted New York City on Thursday ahead of the expected arrival of a busload of migrants to a local hotel where a toddler died earlier this month. We fear that this will displace a number of our otherwise homeless residents who we house in this and other lodging establishments, the county legislature said in a statement. Sullivan County will do what it needs to, including availing itself of all rights and remedies provided by law to oppose this ill-timed and poorly planned process, while at the same time ensuring the safety of our residents and businesses. The move opens up a new front in the escalating battle between the city and upstate counties over the placement of migrants, many of whom are escaping poverty, persecution, and violence in their home countries. You know, that actually brings up something very, very interesting, which I think is lost in so many of these discussions about the migrants coming to the United States. Because we have the term migrants. Well, they're migrants. Well, but where are they coming from and why are they coming here? Well, I guess the general narrative is that, yes, they're trying to escape things from their own countries. But in so many ways, a lot of people are traversing 1,000 miles in some cases to get to the border of the United States. So if you're talking about asylum or the need for asylum, which we all understand, we all would be empathetic to, you don't want to be in a situation where the local, you know, the country's government that you're in, that they're oppressing people or they're doing atrocities or these kinds of things, that's, you know, terrible and inhuman, right? But if you can get to safety, well, now you're in safety, so you should be able to get asylum in a friendly country nearby. You certainly wouldn't have to get on do a 1,000-mile trek to the southern border of the United States, traversing through many countries on your way, and finally Mexico. So a lot of that kind of thing is put there as a narrative to make you think that, well, this is the only place in the entire world where they could find safety, and that's just not the case. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited or anything like that, but in reality, the idea is that not everybody has to come to the southern border just to find asylum. I understand people want to come here for opportunity, but we have these ways of coming into the country. This is the whole point, right? The whole point is you have ways to immigrate to the United States. And now, Mayor Eric Adams, of course, according to this article, reaching the breaking point among the deluge of migrants sent from the U.S. southern border. Well, but at the same time, you know, would he have the ability to go out and say, okay, here's the thing. We've rethought our position on being a sanctuary city, and we're not anymore. So stop sending the people there. And of course, he's never going to do that because, again, they are sort of locked into this policy. If they're locked into something that they just can never get out of, for fear, again, of looking like they're anti-immigrant or they're whatever, or they're racist or something like that. It seems to me, folks, that it would be much better to be able to have people come to the country and have them come in a legal and orderly fashion where they don't have to live in the shadows or they don't have to be beholden maybe to a political party, right? They're simply going to continue to use them. They have every motivation to keep migrants, and you know, they're not there to try to give migrants a grand opportunity to get a leg up and become successful. I don't think that's what they want at all. Otherwise, they would be doing this kind of thing. That's just my two cents. I'd like to know your two cents as well. Call me up 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to opine as we go through this segment of the program, and once again, my question to all of you, will they try to jettison Kamala Harris off the ticket and do something drastic? You know, as we were talking with Frank Silvato here just a little while ago, you know, where Joe Biden is and sort of the what he projects. Going back to Denise Simon earlier in the program as well, you know, she told us about having the president was directed to where he was supposed to be by the Japanese prime minister, for goodness sake. And so this does not bode well. I can't imagine voters, and I know that there's a core out there, the core of voters who want to or will support Biden no matter what. But there are a lot of voters who will say to themselves, maybe there's something is going wrong. With Joe Biden. Maybe something is happening where maybe it's not the best thing in the world that he gets reelected as president. So we will just have to see, won't we? All right. So once again, this thing with Disney, by the way, is, I think, really significant because, you know, they're kind of going to war with Ron DeSantis, and I don't think they ever really had to. I don't think they needed to do that. I think if they just simply would stay out of the politics, and specifically when they came out against the legislation and so forth, it was something that I think could only sort of destroy their image and destroy their likability factor across the board. See, that's the thing. They decided they were going to pigeonhole themselves, and I think the rest is this result is what we're seeing. And so, obviously, they've got all kinds of other problems as well. But getting back to RFK, I think he taps into something that's there. I think it's almost in a Trump fashion as well, RFK, being able to talk to people about the things that are happening to them and being able to empathize with them and talk about the real issues. And that's also where Trump in the spectrum can be. Trump can come in and say, and that was his real strength back in 2016. Trump is an everyman. See, this is something the Democrat Party elite cannot get around their brains. They can't understand that people can see Donald Trump as a successful billionaire, but yet see him as being an everyman who actually understands what they're going through. And this tiny little example here before we go to break. Trump is the kind of guy, right, who can talk to the people in the boardroom and then have a good conversation about what's going on with the electrician on the construction site. That's the key. And the Democrats don't have that at all. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you in for Captain Matt. We're coming back for another segment here right after this. We'll be talking with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Don't go anywhere. 1-877-969-8600 is the number.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we go through this 5 o'clock hour here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. 1-877-969-8600 is the number, and we're glad that you're with us here this morning. And just in a few moments, we're going to be talking with Mr. Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. We had a great conversation with him just a couple of days ago here on the program. But first, I want to tell you the portion of this program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. It's the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. The captain, of course, has worked with them for years and has sung their praises for years. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call and tell them the captain sent you. They're located, of course, at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Local and experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, Mr. Hyland, are you there, sir?
Good morning. There's Kyle Warren. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for filling in for Captain this week. He appreciates it, and he's a great guy. And
well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Absolutely, Kyle. Absolutely. Now, one quick thing in sports. Rafael Nadal, for all my tennis fans out there, he's going to miss the French Open, and he expects next year to be his last. That helps out a lot of people. That guy seems to own the French Open, Kyle. So.
Very interesting, yes.
So, absolutely. A little football news for our fans up in the Midwest to the Mid-East, Pittsburgh. Interesting location of a great franchise. And Trubisky, good quarterback. We're going to see what happens. He agrees to a two-year extension with the Steelers to back up Kirby Pickett. So he was with the Bears. Now he signed with the Steelers. And we'll see how he can help out the organization there. Captain and I spoke last Friday about this, Kyle. Doc Rivers, you know, was let go by the 76ers, which surprised both of us tremendously. And now they're saying that Harden was the driving force behind the firing. Get your opinion on something, Captain. I like to discuss opinions on sports. Should the players have say-so in a coach getting fired, Kyle? What's your thoughts on that?
Say that one more time. It was just a little bit garbled. Tell me again.
No problem. What do you think about the players having input on a coach being fired?
Well, that's very interesting. You know, a lot of players, I'm sure, have their thoughts about a particular coach, but certainly I would think if they're a coach that inspires them or makes them feel like, you know, they're going to be able to do their best and be and have it drawn out of them. But at the same time, of course, you know, they may be privy to other things that that we don't know about. So I suppose it would just depend. But having them have, like, input, like, can you go to a team and have them, you know, what's the majority of the team saying? Could that be binding? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's good points. No, I agree with you. There's give and take on both sides. I just don't like sometimes, you know, back in the day, the coach had a little bit more of a control than he does now. It's just changed. Just a very interesting topic. QB Matt Ryan, he's been getting our line of work there. Kyle doing a little broadcasting for CBS.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll do a good job. Yeah, Matt Ryan, he had a rough year last year with the Colts, but he says, look, I'm not retired yet. If somebody out there with the perfect storm gives me the right opportunity, I'll jump in there and see what I can do. And we've seen some quarterbacks, 37, 38 years of age, come in and do a good job for a team because of the experience. So we'll see. Transpires there. I think he'll do a good job in the booth. Very sharp guy from Boston College and had a great career with the Atlanta Falcons. You know, unfortunately, he'll be remembered for the Super Bowl that he didn't win. So,
yes, exactly.
Part of sports.
Well, one of the things, too, about getting into broadcasting and sports, you know, what always amazes me is the ability to call the game. And, you know, sometimes announcers, they'll get excited when, you know, oh, it's going, it's gone kind of thing. But they always seem to have their cool to be able to explain to you what's happening. I always find that to be fascinating.
No, you're right. I'll tell you, and it's hard to be a play-by-play guy and a color guy, but Fred Gifford, I'll tell you, I think he was one of the best. And I don't think he gets enough credit because he did a good job bringing you the game play-by-play, but also being able to give you the insights. He was a true professional. And Pat Summerall also was excellent in that department. And Tony Romo, you know, he gets a little hassle because he gets excited and he calls the play, like you said. And you know, so a lot of people don't like that. But he's just doing his job. And he's good at it. And so people always want to tear people down. I don't get that, Cal, but it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Any rooting interest in the NBA playoffs, Kyle?
I got to tell you, I'm much more of a baseball. I follow baseball a lot more closely. But yeah, but what can you tell us about the playoffs?
Well, I'm just getting at you know, the Lakers and the Nuggets. I know you being in SoCal, I didn't know if you were a big Laker fan or not. Some people are, some people aren't. You know, it would be neat to see a Miami Heat LA Laker final, but we'll see if it's like old school back in the day, the Boston Celtics and the LA Lakers. So,
yeah, exactly right. Yeah, that would really be something, wouldn't it? And yeah, I remember when they used to play over there in the Forum, you know, a long time ago.
No, it's a great time. The Florida Panthers, you know, they beat the Hurricanes 3-2. So it was a great game. I mean, there were four overtimes last night. So just wow, what a ball game that was. You know, what a hockey match. So let everybody know about that. it's going to be interesting. One of the southern teams, you know, was going to make it. So I kind of like that. I predicted Carolina had a shot when the thing started because of their team makeup and how they matched up against everybody. But the Florida Panthers have just gotten hot, and they found a way. I don't know what's going on down in South Florida and SoCal, but those two parts of our country are really heating up in the sports world. So good for them.
Yeah.
Fan base. It's a lot of fun, Kyle.
Exactly right. Yeah. So tell us about some of the other stuff that you do for people.
Yeah, man. I help out people, you know, with their insurance needs, Kyle, and their financial needs. And I help out the veterans all the time. I always preach on my show 11 to 12 on this flagship station on Sundays about, you know, freedom isn't free. And, let's support our military guys. And, you know, tomorrow's Military Appreciation Day. Let's not forget that. This whole week has really been about each armed forces celebrating. And it's what it's all about. You know, our men and women out there doing a good job. And I help them out with their veterans benefits and also people with Medicare. I help them out. A lot of people turning 65 now, Cal, but they need the extra benefits of Medicare and Social Security. And we try to get them everything we can because they put into the system. Now it's time for them to be able to cash out.
Absolutely.
It's real simple. Yeah, give me a call, 813-966-1052. And love to have a cup of coffee with people, like I say. Some people like to have an adult beverage, pal. We'll do that too. Whatever, you know, floats your boat, man. We'll have a beverage and talk some sports, and we'll see if I can help you out with your insurance needs. Sometimes, like what people have, Kyle, I'll tell them you're fine. I'm not going to change you. I'm not that type of person that just tries to make a sale. I'd rather make a friend and get referrals. So again, my number is 813-966-1052. Please give me a call. Love to meet with you. Kyle, it's been a pleasure. God bless you. Thanks again for filling in for the captain. I hope to talk to you again in the near future.
Thank you, Patrick. Yep. Take care. God bless. All right. Patrick Hyland, everybody, from the Sports Zone. Give him a call. And speaking of callers, I think we got a caller on the line. Is it Backgammon Bob, I think? Backgammon Bob, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. We only have a little bit of time, so I hate to say we got to make it quick, but what's on your mind?
Anyway. Just what, as far as all these different agencies, IRS, the FBI, all the, I think that there needs to be the, when a new president comes in, if he, just like he picks a cabinet, he could pick up a board of different overseers. We need an oversight board of all of the agencies, and these would be selected by the new president, and they would also go out with it, with the president, and that way the people would have somebody to go to. And they would have oversight of all these different agencies.
Yeah. And, makes sense.
Just like the president picks the cabinet, he would pick these board members and pick them as degrees of expertise for these different agencies.
Yeah.
As far as your sports guy, Patrick Hyland, I had some business dealings with him, and he did an excellent job. He's very, very personable and
That's
has a lot
know.
Of expertise in the field.
Good to know.
I mentioned that.
I appreciate it, Backgammon Bob. Here comes the music. I got to run, but thanks for calling. Take
all
care.
Right,
all right, folks, thank you so much for staying with me here on the program. Thanks to Joe Weaver for producing. Thanks to the captain for the opportunity. Thanks to our callers, our affiliate stations. Kyle Warren saying take care out there. Until next time.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.